Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, the letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana, from the Advocate, Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 41311 through 41330 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale. There will be one tract will be recommended to be withdrawn and will be taken up in a nomination and tract committee meeting. That's tract number 41314. If there were any bids received on this tract, they will be returned unopened at the conclusion of the board meeting, and we'll proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received two bids on tracts 41311, advertised as 266 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 17 acres. The bidder is Samson Contour Energy, E&P LLC. Samson Contour Energy, E&P LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $255,000. $255,000, or a per acre value of $1,500. Annual rentals are $12,750. $12,750. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on tract 41311 is for the entire tract. The bidder is Classic Petroleum Inc. Classic Petroleum Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $333,032. $333,032, or a per acre value of $1,252. Annual rentals are $166,516. $166,516. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41312, advertised as 805 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum Inc. Classic Petroleum Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $875,035, $875,035, or a per acre value of $1,087. Annual rentals are $437,517.50, $437,517.50. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41313. Track 41314 is recommending to be withdrawn. We did receive three bids on tracks 41315, advertised as 6 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Matador Resources Company. Matador Resources Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $69,720. $69,720. $720, or a per acre value of $11,620. Annual rentals are $34,860. $34,860. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41315 is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum Inc. Classic Petroleum Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $74,562. $74,562, or a per acre value of $12,427. Annual rentals are $37,281. $37,281. Royalties are 25%. The third bid on track 41315 is for the entire track. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $51,000. $51,000, or a per acre value of $8,500. Annual rentals are $25,500. $25,500. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 41316, advertised as 228 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 86 acres. The bidder is New Century Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,300. $13,300, or a per acre value of $154.65. Annual rentals are $6,650. $6,650. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 41316 is for a portion containing 85 acres. The bidder is New Century Exploration, Inc. New Century Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $24,225. $24,225, or a per acre value of $285. Annual rentals are $12,112.50. $12,112.50. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 41317, 18, or 19. We did receive one bid on track 41320, advertised as 210.73 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Sulphur River Exploration, Inc. Sulphur River Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $64,272.65. $64,272.65, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $32,136.33. $32,136.33. and 33 cents. Royalties of 21.5%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 41321 or 41322. We did receive one bid on track 41323, advertised as 1,283 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 13 acres. The bidder is Burlington Resources Oil and Gas Company, LP. Burlington Resources Oil and Gas Company, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,095. $4,095. Or a per acre value of $315. Annual rentals are $2,047.50. $2,047.50. Royalties of 23%. We received two bids on track 41324, advertised as 1.033 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is El Paso E&P Company, LP. El Paso E&P Company, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,714.50. $6,714.50, or a per acre value of $6,500. Annual rentals are $3,357.25. $3,357.25. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41324 is for the entire track. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,963.23. $10,963.23, or a per acre value of $10,613. Annual rentals are $5,481.62. $5,481.62. Royalties of 25%. We received two bids on track 41325, advertised as 49 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Matador Resources Company. Matador Resources Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $765,282. $765,282. Or a per acre value of $15,618. $15,618. Annual rentals are $382,641. $382,641. Royalties of 25%. The second bid, track 41325, is for the entire track. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $318,647. $318,647. Or a per acre value of $6,503. Annual rentals are $159,323.50. $159,323.50. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 41326, advertised as 202 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Matador Resources Company. Matador Resources Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,154,836. $3,154,836, or a per acre value of $15,618. Annual rentals are $1,577,418. $1,577,418. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41326 is for the entire track. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,313,606. $1,313,606. Or a per acre value of $6,503. Annual rentals are $656,803. $656,803. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 41327, advertised as 0.532 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,611.16. $6,611.16, or a per acre value of $12,427. Annual rentals are $37,281. $37,281. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41327 is for the entire track. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,459.60. $3,459.60. Or a per acre value of $6,503. Annual rentals are $1,729.80. $1,729.80. Royalties are 25%. We received three bids on track 41328, advertised as 5.946 acres, and the first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Matador Resources Company. Matador Resources Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $69,092.52. $69,092.52, or a per acre value of $11,620. Annual rentals are $34,546.26. $34,546.26. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41328 is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $73,890.94. $73,890.94, or a per acre value of $12,427. Annual rentals are $36,945.47. $36,945.47. Royalties are 25%. The third bid on track 41328 is for the entire track. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $52,949.13. Or a per acre value of $8,905. Annual rentals are $26,474.57. Royalties are 25%. We received three bids on track 41329, advertised as 55 acres. And the first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Matador Resources Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $858,990. Or a per acre value of $15,618. Annual rentals are $429,495. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41329 is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $701,525. Or a per acre value of $12,755. Annual rentals are $350,762.50. Royalties are 25%. The third bid on track 41329 is for the entire track. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $758,175. Or a per acre value of $13,785. Annual rentals are $379,087.50. Royalties are 25%. We received three bids on track 41330, advertised as 5 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Matador Resources Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $58,090. Or a per acre value of $11,618. Annual rentals are $29,045. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41330 is for the entire tract. The bidder is Encana Oil and Gas USA Inc. Encana Oil and Gas USA Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $26,375. $26,375, or a per acre value of $5,275. Annual rentals are $13,187.50. $13,187.50. Royalties are 25%. The third bid on track 41330 is for the entire track. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $32,515. $32,515, or a per acre value of $6,503. Annual rentals are $16,257.50. $16,257.50. Royalties are 25%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale. There is a correction to the reading of a bid on track number 41311 that was advertised as advertised as 266 acres. The first bid was read as a portion being 17 acres by Samson Contour Energy ENP LLC. It was for a 3-year primary term, and it was previously read as $255,000 as the cash payment, when in fact it should have read $25,500. Again, it was read as $255,000 when in fact it should have read $25,500. Everything else on the bid form was read correctly.
We will adjourn the reading of the bids meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30.
I looked at that thing Thank more, too, because they didn't have commas on it.
Game, and I'm back in the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
now convene the meeting. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. Mr. Dugas, would you please present the agenda?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Yay, Saints. All right, we have a few leases on the to be reviewed in detail today. The first leases are in Grand Isle Fields, blocks 18 and 16, State Lease 797 and 799. ExxonMobil is the lessee. These leases were last reviewed by the committee on December the 9th of this past year. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer any action on these leases until February 10th, 2010. On both leases, we had representatives of ExxonMobil met with the staff on December the 2nd, 2009. For State Lease 797, ExxonMobil had no plans of development for this lease. Therefore, the staff requested a partial release of non-productive acreage. They told us that request would be presented to management for consideration. Since that time, the staff was informed that ExxonMobil management had approved another 244-acre release. Staff recommends that the proposed partial release be accepted and that ExxonMobil be granted till August 11, 2010 to present a plan of development on the non-productive acreage or in lieu thereof another partial release. On State Lease 799, they did have some plans involving this lease. They plan on drilling a couple of deep, expensive wells offsetting this, and their seismic interpretation indicates a portion of this lease may be or is prospective, may be productive if the wells are good. They plan on getting one of these wells on the schedule for March of this year, next month. The staff recommends that the plan of development be accepted and that ExxonMobil be granted to August 11, 2010 to submit a report on the status of these wells. State leases 1450, 51, and 1480, Lake Rackersy Field. Committee last reviewed these leases on December the 9th. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer any action until February 10, 2010. Representatives of ExxonMobil met with the staff on January the 14th, 2010. Although they had no immediate drilling plans on these leases, they did discuss the negotiations being conducted with Hillcorp Energy. If an agreement can be reached, Hillcorp will have the opportunity to drill wells on or affecting these leases. They agreed to release more acreage if an agreement had not been reached in 6 months. Staff recommends that the proposal set forth by ExxonMobil be accepted and that they be granted until August 11, 2010 to submit a status report on the Hillcorp proposal. 188B, Lake Pelto Field. Hillcorp Energy is the lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on December the 9th. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer action pending approval by the board of the assignment of this lease to Hillcorp. That assignment having been approved last month, the staff recommends that Hillcorp Energy be granted until August 11, 2010 to report on its plans to develop the non-productive portions of this lease. Okay, the last one, State Lease 2038, Deep Lake Field, ExxonMobil is the lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease last month on January 13th. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer action on this lease pending results of the meeting. Representatives of ExxonMobil met with the staff on January the 14th, 2010 to discuss this lease. They are in the process of negotiating a farm out to get one or more wells drilled on or affecting this lease. They agreed to a release of more acreage if a well commitment could not be made in 6 months. Staff recommends accepting the plan presented by ExxonMobil and recommends they be granted until August 11, 2010 to report on the status of the well commitment. And then you have the force majeure report by Mr. Bradbury and the staff reviews, and that's it.
Are there any questions? there any questions or comments?
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendations.
I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Sanders. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Motion from Ms. Smith, second from Mr. Sanders. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned.
A motion and a second to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee.
Motion, Sanders.
Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 20 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. We received 27 bids today on 13 tracts. A request from the state land office to withdraw tract 41314 containing 96 acres more or less situated in Bossier Parish, Louisiana. There is an ownership problem there, and until that the state land office can determine the ownership, they have requested in a letter to us to withdraw that tract. So we are recommending to the staff that it be withdrawn without further action.
Is there a motion and second? Is motion by Ms. Smith?
Second.
Second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? Any opposed? The motion carries.
And the final item on today's agenda deals with nominations. 64 nominations were received in the Office of Mineral Resources for the April 14, 2010 lease sale, and they are pending approval for the board for advertising. And we are recommending that staff give the committee and the board gives us the authority to advertise the aforementioned tracts for the April 14, 2010 lease sale.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Ms. Smith. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion and second to adjourn the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee. Motion by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Sanders. Committee is adjourned.
I'd like to go ahead and call the order of the Audit Review Committee and hear the report from my staff. And Rachel, thanks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Item number one is a recoupment request from Union Oil Company of California for an overpayment in the amount of $44,842.19. The state lease number involved is 19266. For April 2008, Unocal paid gas royalties based on incorrect volumes and values. The company has provided documentation reflecting the corrected volumes and values. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Union Oil Company of California is allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You have heard of staff's recommendation?
Sanders moved.
Moved by Sanders to approve. Second by Ms. Smith. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number two is a recoupment request from Union Oil Company of California for an overpayment in the amount of $53,878.67. The state lease number is 18640. For July and August 2008, Unocal paid oil royalties based on an incorrect state decimal of 0.0357. The correct decimal is 0.0309. The staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Union Oil Company of California is allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You've heard of staff's recommendation? Ms. Smith approved.
Sanders
Mr.
Second.
Sanders second. Any further comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Here are none. The motion carries. Thank you.
Item number three is the staff report to the committee that the election for February 2010 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Rachel. I'd like a motion to adjourn, please.
Move.
Moved by Sanders. Second by Mr. Smith. Anyone opposed? We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Heck.
Good morning, Mr. Sanders, ladies and gentlemen.
All this committed to order. Proceed, please, sir.
Item number one is a request by Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC, and Square Mile Energy, LLC, for a waiver of all or a portion of liquidated damage assessment levied on a late release of State Lease 16-289 in the amount of $31,000. The staff has checked on the record of both. Both have had prior appearances before the board for liquidated damage assessments. They were both, one was incurred on five, well, they were incurred, both of them were on 5/20/08, and they were both in the amount of $12,600, and both of them were paid in full. The staff geologists have confirmed that the late release did not hinder any likely leasing in that area. The liquidated damage assessment was invoiced on 7/21/09, and 100% of the acreage was released. Using the criteria, the objective criteria that the board approved in at a prior meeting, the staff would recommend that the amount of the liquidated damage be reduced to the bonus of the lease, which was $5,150, and that be the there is no other objective reason for reducing the liquidated damage assessment. So the recommendation of the staff is that it be reduced to $5,150.
What's the pleasure of the board? Mr. Arnold moves. Mr. Smith seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Any opposition? Motion carries.
Item number two is a request for final approval of an operating agreement with Forest Oil Corporation. That's created tracks on tracks in the DB2A, 2BRA SUA, and D3RA SUA. A number of other units involved. It's 11.97 acres, a portion of former State Lease 2258. The board previously authorized the staff to negotiate the operating agreement. That was done, and it has been confected, executed by Forest Oil, properly advertised, and is on the docket right now as item 10-05. The staff does recommend final approval of that operating agreement.
Motion. Ms. Smith moves to approve staff recommendation. Mr. Arnold seconds. Any discussion? Any opposition? Motion carries.
Item number three is a request for final approval of a lease amendment by Sweet Bay Exploration, whereby the primary term was extended in two option periods on State Lease 18501. This is in St. Mary Parish, Louisiana. The board last month had approved in principle the granting of the extension of the of the lease for 2 6-month extensions at the option of the lessee. If the first one is exercised, if it's necessary and exercised, the lessee will pay a one-half of the bonus for the lease and increase the royalty to 22%. From 21.5, and if the second 6-month option is exercised, the lessee will pay the rest of or the second half of the bonus payment. That amendment is on the docket. It was confected as a docket, as an item, is executed, advertised, and it's on the docket as item 10-06. The staff does recommend final approval.
Chair recognizes Mr. Angel.
Yeah, Rick, what was the need for the amendment?
This was the one where they had had the parties set for participating in the drilling of a well, and parties backed out. They now have additional parties. They may not even need the additional time, but just in case, because they're running up close, they wanted the extension. That's why they took it as 6-month options, because they figure they can do it before, but if they can't, they can do it within that first 6 months.
Any other discussion? Questions? Chair will entertain a motion. Mr. Arnold moves. Ms. Smith seconds. Any opposition? Motion carries.
Okay, item number four is a request by the staff to negotiate an operating agreement with Stone Energy affecting former State Lease 10-830, Ship Shoal, Block 66, Terrebonne Parish. excuse me. In this particular instance, the staff has met with Stone Energy, and it is in agreement that this is a situation that would be favorable for an operating agreement. So the staff would like the authority to negotiate with them, and in the meantime have the acreage, which is, again, is part of former State Lease 10830, be made unavailable for leasing for a period until the May Mineral Board meeting, or approximately 90 days, to have this done.
Ms. Smith moves to accept staff recommendations. Mr. Arnold seconds. Any opposition? Motion carried.
Item number five is a request by the staff to negotiate an operating agreement with Petronalis Production LP on former State Lease 374. This is one of those real old leases that has been, this portion has been released, but there is a well, serial number 40642, that this company wants to go in and produce. The staff has met with them. They believe this is a favorable occasion for an operating agreement, and the staff would like the authority to negotiate such an operating agreement, and in the meantime to have the acreage that's going to be for the operating agreement taken or not be made available for leasing.
What's your pleasure? Mr. Marnell moves to step down for recommendation. Mr. Smith seconds. Any opposition? Any questions? Go ahead, sir.
Sir, this is, how long has this been released?
Not long. Not long.
And how long was it held on a lease before it was released?
Well, I think there was a question. We had to check on the release because this is one of those old leases.
Correct.
And we had to check on it and make sure that the acreage itself was identified correctly. I think it was released probably 3 months, something like that, before.
And the royalty on the old lease was?
Excuse me?
What was the royalty under the old lease?
374? An eighth. It would be higher than that on the operating agreement.
I would hope so. Thank you.
Any other question? Do we have a motion? All in favor? Any opposition? Motion carries.
Item number six is a request for the board to adopt. This is a policy that was previously requested when there was a request for the extension of the primary term of an operating agreement, particularly in the Haynesville Shale, so that a chance would be had to examine the area that was going to be the primary term was going to be extended on. And the recommendation was that whenever there was a request for an extension of primary term, that it be made no earlier than 90 days prior to the board meeting at which it would be approved. As a general policy, that's a good policy, I think, because it gives not only the staff a chance to examine the area itself for leasing, for the types of terms, but it also gives a chance for the staff and even the board to hear arguments for and against extending the primary term. So the staff would request that as a general policy, the board adopt the policy that when a primary term is, or an extension of the primary term is requested, that the request be made no earlier than 90 days prior to the meeting at which the board would act on that extension.
Motion. Motion. Mr. Cadera second. Any opposition? Hearing none, motion carries.
Item number seven is a request to change the language on a resolution by which the board passed and approved a compromise on Little White Lake with ExxonMobil. The term in the resolution was unprincipled. We don't think they were unprincipled, nor were we. The correct language should have been in principle. So we're asking that the resolution, the board give permission for the resolution to be changed to the word in principle.
It's a big one, Ms. Smith. Ms. Smith moves. We have anybody going to second that motion?
I'll second it.
Mr. Cordero, I believe, seconded it. Any Any discussion? Any opposition? Hearing none, motion carries, sir.
Item number 80 is a request by JGC Energy Development for consideration of a waiver of minimum royalty payments and allow the escrow of funds attributable to a title controversy, not for a period of 90 days, but for a period from now until the May Mineral Board meeting, which is approximately 90 days, to either compromise or at that point file a concursus. I might also add that the private parties that are claiming or the basis for this particular title controversy, we have already had controversy with these parties on other leases in the same area, which are now in concursus. So rather than do another concursus, if we can, depending on these particular units, we'd like the authority to try to compromise these for a period until the May meeting. If we can't, then we request JGC to file a concursus, and we'll join it with the other concursus and proceed with it. But they would like a waiver of the payment of the minimum royalty and permission to escrow the funds at interest for that period until they have to file a concursus, and the staff does recommend that.
Make a motion to approve.
Mr. Arnold moves to approve. Mr. Smith moves second. I have a question. What's the interest rate? Legal interest?
I don't think you can put it at legal interest. I don't think many banks or anything would do that. We'd get it the highest interest rate we could.
Prevailing, in other words.
Bank, correct. Or holding company, whatever.
Any further questions? Any opposition? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay. Item number 8.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Oh, no. That's okay. That's okay. If I could find a bank giving legal interest, I'd have my money in there in a New York second. A request by McMoran Oil and Gas for additional 90-day extension to escrow funds. This, again, is another one of those cases where there's a private claimant on what we consider a state water bottom. This is one where the lessee had been paying the state, and then they were notified by the private party that there was a private claim. And we've met with them at least one occasion, and we've had back and forth letters and emails with the attorney representing the private individuals. However, the likelihood of a compromise on the particular, besides the unit itself production, there is additional acreage of water bottom that may be at issue. And so what we're trying to do is pinpoint, are we going to settle on the unit, or are we going to settle on the entire leased acreage? We haven't been able to do that within the initial 90 days that the board has granted, and so we'd like an additional till the May meeting. And if we can't reach an agreement at that point, then we will request that a concursus be filed, and then all the money will go into the concursus.
Staff needs an additional 90 days. Your motion. Smith moves. Mr. Smith seconds. Yes, sir.
The motion will be till not an addition necessarily an additional 9 days, but until the May meeting.
Till May 10th. Would you like to amend your motion, Ms. Smith?
I will amend my
motion. Any objection, Mr. Smith? Any further discussion? All in favor? No opposition? Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think there's anything else on the agenda at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Heck.
Okay.
Go hunt that legal interest rate for us now. May I have a motion to adjourn the legal and title controversy committee? Mr. Arnold, second. Second from Mr. Martin. Any opposition? Motion carries.
I'll have to go ahead and call the DACA review committee to order. Mr. Dennis?
Okay.
Report, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
The staff of the Petroleum Land Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the February 10, 2010 DACA Review Committee and recommends the following. For Category A state agency leases, there were no items received for this category. For Category B state lease transfers, please approve item 1 through 5. For item number 6, approved subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items 7 through 10. For items 11 and 12, approved subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve item 13 through 18. Item 19, withdraw at the request of the staff for bankruptcy issues. For items 20 through 23, defer, need correction of assignment. Please approve items 24 through 28. Item 29, defer, need correction of assignment. Item 30, defer, late release, liquidated damage assessment issue. Please approve items 31 through 35. Item 36, defer ownership problems with working interest. Items 37, defer. This item cannot be improved until the ownership issues for item 36 has been resolved. Item 38, approve subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. For category C, advertised proposals, please approve items 1, 2, and 3. And this will complete the staff's recommendations to the docket review committee.
Arnold, I move that we accept staff recommendations.
Mr. Sanders has made a motion to approve. Seconded by Mr. Cordero. Any further questions or comments? Anyone opposed? Hearing none. The recommendations are approved. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I need a motion to adjourn, please. Moved by Ms. Smith. Seconded by Mr. Sanders. Anyone opposed? Hearing none. We are adjourned. Thank you. And we meet at 11 o'clock? The record setting. The Mineral Board lease sale will commence at 11 o'clock. Thank you.
We got some boudin in the back, don't
okay, the February 10th, 2010 regular meeting of the State Mineral Board will come to order. Staff, call the roll.
Secretary Angier.
Here.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Martin. Mr. Sanders.
Here.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mrs. Smith. We have a quorum.
Thank you, ma'am. Item number two is approval of the January 13th, 2010 minutes. Motion by Mr. Arnold, seconded by Mr. Sanders. Any objections? Any discussion? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. Item number three, adoption of the committee recommendations. Motion by Mr. Segura to approve items 3, A, B, C, D, and E. Seconded by Mr. Arnold. Any discussion? Any objections to that motion? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. Chair will entertain a motion to go into executive session for technical briefing.
Move, Sanders.
Motion by Sanders, second by Martin. Any objection? Hearing none, that motion is adopted.
Jumping.
cross letter? I didn't think it was disputed. I mean, we even leased tracks and without any protest or anything. I think there's probably with the levee boards and all that, because the levee boards have property around the lake.
I don't understand how he got elected the first time. To rap on his computer.
All right, we're going to go ahead and reconvene the regular meeting of the Mineral Board. We went executive session, and I will go ahead and ask staff, Mr. Vaughn, to go ahead and detail what we did in executive session and what's the recommendations of the staff.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First track, 41311, we're recommending the bid of Classic Petroleum Incorporated. On track 41312, we're recommending that the bid of Classic Petroleum Incorporated be accepted. On 41315, we're recommending the bid of Classic Petroleum be accepted. 41316, we're recommending that the second bid of New Century Exploration Incorporated for $285 an acre and 25% royalty be accepted, and we're recommending that the board reject the bid of New Century Exploration Incorporated for $154.65 per acre and 22.5%, and we recommend for insufficient consideration, and we're recommending that the tract be re-advertised with minimums. On track 41320, we're recommending the bid of Sulphur River Exploration be accepted. On 41323, we're recommending that the bid of Burlington Resources be accepted. On 41324, we're recommending that the bid of Cypress Energy Corporation be accepted. On 41325, we're recommending the bid of Matador Resources be accepted. On 41326, we're recommending that the bid of Matador Resources be accepted. On 41327, we're recommending that the bid of Classic Petroleum Incorporated be accepted. On 41328, we're recommending that the bid of Classic Petroleum be accepted. On 41329, we're recommending that the bid of Matador Resources be accepted. And on 41330, we're recommending the bid of Matador Resources be accepted. That concludes the staff's recommendation, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Vaughn. Chairman, entertain a motion to act on the recommendations of the staff. Motion by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Sanders to approve the recommendations of the staff. Any discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. On item six, Ms. Edwards, do we have any information on public comment?
No one has communicated that they wanted to speak before the board today.
Very well. Any announcements on item seven?
Is he here?
I didn't see him. Right.
Okay. Just to give the results from today's lease sale, we had 8 state leases. Number of acres leased was 1,445,000.730. Cash payments of $2,292,301.65 for an average price per acre of $1,585.57. We granted 5 state agency leases, 258.511 acres leased, cash payments of $4,011,583.33, average price per acre $15,508.04. Total cash payments for today's lease sale, $6,303,884.98. Year-to-date cash payments, state lease, $17,339,514.40. State agency, $27,885,423.94 for a running total year-to-date, $45,000. $224,938.34.
Great. Do want to recognize a couple folks in the audience. I see my good friend, Mayor Mansfield. It's a good day to be in Baton Rouge, Mayor. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you when I was up in DeSoto Parish. But It looks like we've got two leases awarding properties in the city of Mansfield. One generated $73,890.94. That's $73,890.94. And another one for $6,611.16. It's a good day, and I want to thank you for the cooperation that you and the folks in DeSoto have given us as we're trying to maximize the development of the state's mineral assets. I've used your quote in one of our publications. You said it was a good day. The police department was getting raises. Sales tax revenue was up, and you may be one of the only islands in America that can say that these days. So certainly we appreciate it. If you want to come forth and address the board, I give you that opportunity. Appreciate you being here. You can do it from this table right here. So we can pick it up on the recorder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just so happy to be here today to be awarded this sum of money. Times are hard now, and wherever money you get is well needed in this state today. And we're going to make sure that this money is well used. And we appreciate each of you for your cooperation and what you have done to aid the city of Mansfield. Thank you.
Thank you. And you need to know that the member of the mineral board from Northwest Louisiana, Ms. Smith, from
my good old friend, Ms. Smith, I couldn't do without her.
Right. I want the record to clearly show that until Ms. Smith joined the mineral board, there was no such thing as a Haynesville Shell.
Let the record show.
And that's her story, and she's sticking to it. So we appreciate you. And also want to introduce Mr. Kent Guidry, Executive Director of the Red River Waterway Commission, and one of his board members, Mr. Michael Simpson. Appreciate you gentlemen being here. And for you all, this trip was worth, although gas is $2.55 a gallon, this was worth it for the drive down from your neck of the woods, from Natchitoches. It looks like we have awarded a $765,282 bid, as well as a $3.154 million bid for the Red River Waterway Commission. And as I just was sharing with Mr. Guidry and Mr. Simpson, the Red River resource itself does hold the key for our ability in a lot of ways, because we're going to need water from the Red River to develop these natural gas resources to frack these wells. So it's a great opportunity to work together. Appreciate the cooperation that we all get in with you all, and looking forward to working with you. And certainly if any of you want to address the board, you have the right to do that. If you're just interested in where to pick up the check, that's fine too. All right. By your body language, I think you're interested in the check. All right. Having said that, we'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Are there any other announcements?
The Saints won the Super Bowl.
Is that what I was telling Mr. Segura, you know, I'm very impressed by the rest of the nation, and I said this last night in Homer, that the rest of the nation is picking up on this whole Who Dat deal. But where I'm from, we've been saying Who Dat for a long time.
That's just
I
English.
Mean, when somebody knocks on the door, you say Who Dat. I don't have to fix my tongue a certain way to say that. I've been saying that for a long time. All right. Having said that, motion for adjournment. Mr. Cordera, motion. Mrs. Barno, second. Any objection? Hearing none, that motion is adopted.